You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good morning, Republic of Texas Radio. It's Sunday, November 19th, 2017, and hey, buddy, can you spare $1 million? Seems like $1 million is an awful lot of money. Well, maybe not. You know, they spend that like water around here. And, you know, this morning as I was going through the news, you know, they need $1 million there and they need $1 million there. Sometimes they need $1 million for cop cars. Sometimes they need $1 million for, well, I don't know. We needed 12 the other week over here in Fredericksburg, Texas, to build a couple of, baseball fields. They were going to throw in a couple soccer fields, too. But $12 million got us like eight. Well, they didn't get us anything. We didn't actually go for it. And that got a lot of city officials upset because they'd already promised jobs to, you know, employees throughout the city of Fredericksburg. And now they're scrambling to figure out how to keep those employees on. Well, Disneyland needs its employees. And I won't just sit there and talk to y'all about Fredericksburg. And, yeah, I think we're going to go all sorts of different directions this morning, but let's bring on the folks here. Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, Doc. Hey, Doc, are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning, man. What's on your mind?
Not much. I am so disgusted with tearing down of people's character in the news here lately, and it just blows my mind how quick many people are to throw rocks that probably live in the same kind of glass house.
I think it's all a distraction. They're just trying to, brainwash us into thinking that everybody behaves like those morons, or how they allege these morons are acting, you know. But, hey, I could be wrong, but I think there are a lot of people that are acting badly in this world.
Yeah, you're probably right. But the trouble is, a lot of these complaints are coming from many, many years ago, and it's like they're coming out of the woodwork, like maybe they're getting a financial benefit for speaking up now. I don't know what's going on, but it sure seems suspicious that all these years later we're hearing about some silly stuff, and a lot of it, I question the truth of it anyway.
As you should. Hey, Alan, Pastacola, Ohio, they passed a ballot measure. Check this out. They agreed that they should take a new 1% tax hike to pay for repairs to its crumbling roads and buy new police cruisers. That should generate $5 million for them. They get police cruisers and to fix roads with $5 million. What is $5 million versus $12 million? I don't know. What are all these numbers? What do you think, Alan?
I don't know. You know, if they just released all those CAFR funds, we could, you know, rebuild the road system all the way across the United States, as far as I can tell.
Well, that's not what the National League of Cities has to say about that fact. They said that we definitely need higher taxes. And we've got to stop taking the money from the feds. Oh, well. It's just getting crazy out there, guys. So let's go to Jimmy and see what he... You got any kind of millions there, Jimmy?
Yes, we do. And I just got word last week that Disney was laying off just under 500 employees here at the Disney World, which is just about 100 miles north of me. And I have a confession to make. I pulled Sally's pigtail in 1967, and then 10 years later, I took her to the drive-in in the back of my Vega. So when that comes out, don't kick me off the show.
I'll never vote for you.
But I'm with Doc, and good morning, gentlemen. I'm with Doc. This is just absolutely egregious what's going on, and who isn't in the soup right now? I mean, like Steve was saying, you pick up the morning paper, and, you know, there's all these other people that are, I mean, football players and this thing with Al Franken, and we have a photo, and I've never been a fan of Al Franken other than back in the Saturday Night Live days when I was dumb and, you know, didn't have any clue on this. But, it is just the dark side is trying to bombard us. My morning paper this morning, it big picture of the Texas church room, you know, in its early day, and the headline was Fear and Hope. This is Orwellian, ladies and gentlemen. They're trying to get us into the fear mode so that we get used to tanks and police and G.I. Joe gear. And with that, I yield.
I don't know if they're going to – we'll have to look into that a little bit more. But, yeah, fear is definitely there. Hope is hopefully there. If they just pass some good, wholesome laws that take away a whole bunch of laws, that would be great. Do you pass laws to remove laws, or you just bind them or throw them away or just ignore them? I don't know.
Well, one more thing, Steve. Just about 15 miles to my southeast is Seminole Heights, Florida. And there is a serial killer down there. He took his, since the beginning of October through last week, he's shot four people at random on the street. And once again, they're going door to door and requesting to enter people's homes.
Huh. Yeah. I kind of a little bit about that this week, and I found it fascinating. It wasn't more in the news. I guess Al Franken is the news. But yeah, so how long has that been going on now? I mean, this individual...
About 30 days.
Somebody's seen him.
Yeah, about 30 days. And there was a drive-by shooting two nights ago, but they're saying they don't believe that was related. And what I really find odd is that the surveillance video or pictures that they have are just so clouded, and you know, if you've seen this person, call police. Well, I mean, you can't tell if the guy is white, black, red, green, yellow. They're infrared, so they're black and white. And again, I'm with everyone. I don't know if these things are just staged to, you know, to get us to click our heels and you know, be in fear, so that we allow the soft martial type law rules in, but they do have a curfew down there now. And again, this is only 10, 15 miles from me as the crow flies. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because when you sit there and you say hope and fear, I guess the fear model, the model that I don't want to see happening to these kind of groups or organizations that are having, you know, like churches, would be airport scanners at their, you know, front door, you know, and armed guards inside them and around them. That'd be kind of like weird, right? Isn't that kind of saying that God is not in control? So, but then I guess they can play twist the scripture to point to how you should pay somebody to defend you. I mean, we saw that last week when they reopened the doors over there at Sutherland Springs and had a record of number of people show up for that service. And they had the group, the Oath Keepers were sitting there, the security regiment, right? So it's like, well, why'd you do that, right? You know, just say, hey, come armed if you want. You know, that would have done just the same thing, I thought. But, man, maybe I make things too simple. Maybe.
Well, they got to our airports, they got to our schools, and now they want to get to our churches. What's next? See, that's their solution is to me their goal, their end goal. So in order to get the control, they have to sacrifice people. And as much as I used to think that could never happen, it's... They don't care. They don't care if they have to kill people to push their agenda. I'm totally convinced of that. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
Yeah, let's bounce that off of.
Well, they have attacked every other amendment except for the Third Amendment, so I guess they'll probably end up having to go after that one and just station troops in every house, huh?
Well, that's the interesting thing, Doc, is that, you know, they're knocking on people's doors, and they're wanting to come in their homes. And, you know, that's pushing it too far. And I have a couple of friends that are retired, and we came up with, you know, there are blimps, there are ways to put up cameras temporarily. In other words, we don't want Big Brother watching, and we don't want this to offer a reason for them. But we come in, we use our technology, we catch this person. You know, the sheriff looks like a hero, and then we fold up our surveillance gear and we leave. But as far as knocking on people's doors and wanting to come in and search their homes, that is absolutely, if I lived in that area, that would be a no way. And then one gentleman, real quick, I'll be brief, said the same thing. He said, well, I just don't think, you know, you have the right to come in my home. Well, now he's a suspect or a person of interest, a person of interest.
Hmm.
Now, okay. If a person of interest is not going to go on to Bay News 9 and the local news and launch his complaint like this. I mean, he's out there. They know where he is. His face is on color, you know, NBC Peacock color. So you see what I'm saying?
No, I totally see what you're saying.
Okay, I've had a lot of coffee this morning.
Yeah, and I haven't even done one cup, but, you know, I'm working on it, man. I'm working on it. Yeah, it is kind of crazy, you know, now that he won't let them in his house for whatever reason. He's a person of interest. Murr was saying in the chat room last week as we closed, she was commenting about how I was saying that the Sutherland Springs entourage that showed up after that kid went nuts and shot a bunch of people, if that's what happened. Well, I'm sorry. He shot a bunch of people. A plumber shot him. And, you know, then it's over. But then, you know, of course, it's not over. They still have a lot of media circus going on. Jimmy, maybe the media circus is heading to your, you know, neck of the woods. Because, you know, they're still live event, and we may need you to be boots on the ground as they, you know, well, would it be worth anything? I mean, do you want to see those satellite trucks?
No, Steve. Because I am going to fly over there, and I was thinking, because it looks just like the area that you went down, and the news trucks are there, but they seem to come and go, and they, of course, when there's a new shooting, they converge again, and I certainly hope we don't have to deal with a fifth person down, but unless that happens, or I read in the paper it happened last night, I am going to go over there probably the day before Thanksgiving and just kind of do some video and maybe, you know, poke around and see if I can't talk to somebody. I've got the gear, and it's my turn to go boots on the ground since this is my hood or, you know, close to my hood.
Oh, man. Yeah. So
I'll keep you posted.
Sounds good.
It'll be real interesting is if the chief of police down there comes on the television, stands up in front of everyone and says something like, the goose is in the noose. The goose is in the noose. And all of a sudden, this guy's caught.
Yeah.
The chicken
never
is
know.
In the pot. The pearl is in the oyster. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember the D.C. Beltway shootings? Yep.
Hmm. Yep. Those things happen. So I'm distracted. Definitely distracted. You know, we talked about that huge city that the Saudis were building several weeks back. You know, NEOM, right? The new future city. Dun, dun, dun. Robots everywhere. Oh, I really liked that. You know, I didn't really like that. I really understood that they wanted to build it. But, you know, whatever. So dealing with money, right? You know, I'm sitting there getting this thing going through my head, and what comes up is, well, Bill Gates is building himself a little city outside of Phoenix too. Any of you guys heard about that one?
Yeah, no cars. It's going to be bicycles and self-driving cars, and you know, it's Orwellian. right? Under the guise of going green, yeah.
Yeah, manufacturing, and you'll have your apartment above the manufacturing place and a whole bunch of room for schools or whatever. And, hey, you know what? Our little soccer field / baseball field, they were doing $12 million. He's going to do it for $80 million. I'm going, what? No, he just donated $80 million to get this thing going, I guess. Because $80 million for a city like that, that wouldn't even pay your Microsoft licensing fees. You know, it's just crazy, all the money that just goes nuts. Like, we really need a new city, right? But these smart cities, they want to build them so they will come. But, you know, we're doing that with an aircraft carrier right now, and it can't even drive. So, I don't know.
Well, if we take all this together and pretend they're cookie crumbs and scrape them all together and put logical minds together like your listeners and your panel here, Steve, it is absolutely in our face obvious. And the question always becomes, and I asked this to my senior partner yesterday's staff meeting, I said, do we just sit here and discuss it or we just look the other way and we're going to wake up and it is going to be 1984 out there? I mean, seriously, this is so egregious, especially this week with all this nonsense on me pulling Sally's ponytail. I mean, what's next? And with the holidays, they're up to something, guys and gals. And we have to figure out a game plan. We are being usurped each and every day. And frankly, I'm not into violence, so I'm not condoning that. But I'm just sick of this. This is crazy.
Hmm. What do you think, Doc?
Well, I think the warning flares went off when everybody went away from a single badge that said chief or deputy or sheriff to all them stars these guys are wearing now that is military. That was the signal that something bad is coming. And I wonder about that stuff down there by you, Jimmy. What are they looking for when they go into a house? Are they going to check drawers? Are they looking under the bed? Are they looking in closets?
Yeah.
Does it stop?
Yeah. Well, and see there again, create the fear, get the people scared. You're going to let the nice officer with the 5 stars on his sleeve come in, and I think they're doing inventory, and they're asking people, do you have weapons? Do you have surveillance cameras? Hell, I've got signs posted all over my property, no trespassing, 24-hour surveillance. You can clearly see some of the cameras. So if something were to happen, and I'm way back off the beaten path, even though I'm close to, the Tampa hell, I'm off the beaten path, and I'm in a neighborhood where there's only one way in and one way out, and I happen to be at that entryway. So, I would be a good candidate for giving up video if something happened back in this private community. But, see, again, they're doing it. Well, if you don't want to cooperate, you don't care about your neighborhood. And I'm thinking, what are they looking for, somebody hiding under my bed? It's just, I think they're doing inventory, Doc. And I think that, just to see that James lives at this address, and they're cataloging people like cattle. That's my theory here.
Well, what scares me a little bit, I have a good friend that recently went through a horrible divorce. And while he was doing that, his lawyer said it was okay to put a locating device on his wife's car so he could, see what's going on and prepare himself for court. Well, it turns out it's legal. But she made such a fuss, and she's not from this country, that they ended up picking him up, charging him. Now he's doing probation and got a deferred adjudication. And so they took his gun license away, and she raised such a stink that without any legalness or paperwork or anything, they showed up at his door and said, not only are they taking your gun license away, but we want your guns. And he said, oh, no, you're not taking my guns. And the lawyer said, well, it was legal to put that thing on, and he still got in trouble.
Hang on, that's the music. We'll be right back. I see we got Frank in North Carolina on the phone lines. We'll get you next. Hang in there, man.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Republic of Texas Radio. Yeah, let's just do it. Hey, station keeping. We do have a chat room out there, and I will be dropping a few links, and you want to take a look at what I'm going to be dropping here in a second. Well, actually, it's pasting, right? The record people, they drop things. I don't. I'll paste, you know, control copy, control paste. Anyways, republicoftexas.chattango.com is that address, and you can call into the show 1-800-313-9443 if you wish. Let's just go to Frank in North Carolina. What's your thoughts here today, Frank?
Yeah, well, good morning. Don't worry, I'm not calling in to talk about the you-know-whos. I had a couple questions. I've got one of these little antennas that I hook up to my TV. I pick up a few channels on it, and I watch these old movies on Saturday nights. Last night was Abbott Costello Meet Frankenstein. It was actually pretty good. Pretty cornball.
I remember
stuff.
That one. That was great.
Yeah, that was good.
I saw it when I was
but,
a kid.
You know, I turned it on a little bit early to get warmed up, and they had this show on. It's an old show. Everybody's heard of it. Everybody's seen it. In their life, Inside Edition, but it's Inside Weekend, I guess.
Oh, God.
But anyway,
yes.
I had the sound cut off, but I was regretting that because I missed some information that I was interested in. they were showing this guy, this reported shooter, in this shooting incident from several weeks ago in, what is it, Sunderland, Texas.
Yeah.
And they were talking about his background and his. They showed a little bit of his criminal record, which is consistent with somebody, you know, basically being mentally unstable and unable to control themselves and being a spoiled brat or whatever, and going killing a bunch of people. I suppose you could say there's some consistency there, some congruency, but you know that they met. I knew the guy had was a veteran. I knew he'd been in the Air Force. I also was one of my first questions in any of these shooting incidents is, was the person that they catch, was the person on SSRIs, you know, psychotropic drugs, and were they under the care of a psychiatrist? And as a bonus, I would love to know the background of a psychiatrist and what ties they have to the military-industrial complex, CIA, all of that, right? But anyway, I heard the guy was a veteran. I'd heard that he was on psychotropic drugs. I actually heard that, and that he was under the care of a psychiatrist. And I'm not on the internet, and I don't have like I don't watch the cable TV or anything. But they said that he was. I had not heard this. I knew he'd been in the Air Force. He was in military intelligence. I had not heard that, and that doesn't necessarily mean anything. I mean, I know guys that were in naval intelligence and whatnot. This doesn't necessarily mean they were James Bond or anything, you know. But he was in Air Force intelligence, and then there was something beneath it, and it cut away real quick, and I had the sound cut off, so I didn't catch it. But there was something even more interesting and further elaborated beneath that, and I missed it. But it was kind of an interesting background, and it did raise my suspicions. And I always reserve just a little bit of skepticism with any of this, because anything that comes out of the mainstream media cannot be believed. Now, if you can corroborate it with a bunch of different sources that you might consider reliable, maybe whatever. But also, the thing is, unfortunately, some people are such good liars. I mean, if you induce them, through blackmail or offer them, $100,000 or $50,000 or whatever, there's no telling. I mean, they can put on an Academy Award-winning performance. They can cry and, I can't believe it, blah, blah, blah. It's really hard to believe anything. I mean, We just catch example after example of CNN lying, saying, we've got a reporter on the scene in Baghdad or something, and they're not even there. They're back in the States, and in front of a blue screen. I mean, there's time and time again you see all these examples. But anyway, I was curious. Do you guys know anything more specific about this guy's background in the military? And I heard also that he was caught. He was like sneaking weapons onto the base or something. Maybe he was like an arms dealer or doing something like that on some level himself. But I don't think we're ever really going to know for sure. Unfortunately, what happened? And that's a good question too.
I understand that vector. I'm very interested in it as well. I remember back to the Gabby Gifford shooting thing, right, where the little girl was killed, and the little girl was under the protection of a friend of the family, who was, I believe she was from Cornell University and was actually at Cornell when they were dealing with the MK Ultra experiments. And then she happened to be over there in Arizona when the shooting happened. It must be a coincidence or something, but she was a friend of the family since they moved in somehow. And the girl was born on 9/11. It was kind of, odd, to say the least, but it did have direct ties to MK Ultra and mind control, if that's kind of the route we're going with. And we'll ask the guys when we get back. Hang on the line there, Frank, Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
One more time. Bottom of the first hour. Batters at large. No, that it goes something like that. Anyways, we got Frank from North Carolina. We were talking a little bit about SSRIs and the Sutherland Church shootings. Yeah, that was an interesting one. Did they play any kind of role in that? I don't know. I really don't. Frank, I asked that question to myself, and your voice is the first one that actually says that they're talking about it. And maybe I haven't been paying that much attention. Let's see. Hey, Doc, you hear anything about that?
Well, I do know that every time there has been a shooting, somewhere down the road it has came out that they were on some kind of medication. And what happens with the psychiatrist is they're famous for writing a script that dumbs down and covers up the problem. And the body's got a pretty great system. You know, the pituitary and the hypothalamus talk to the adrenals and the thyroid and the ovaries or the testes, depending on your gender. And they balance and make hormones and regulate mood and metabolism, and everything can work pretty well. But if it gets off the track, these guys are real good about putting them on the pharmaceutical road and covering things up. And I have not heard one yet that it didn't come out where they were on some kind of a medication.
Hey, Alan, you've seen any of that in the news?
No, I have not seen anything else about him being on SSRIs or anything. And I don't know about, you know, about these shootings, but the only thing that we can figure out is that, you know, the story that we are being told is a line of crap. You know, whether these were grassroots things and they are actually, you know, real and not spurred on by, you know, one of our intelligence agencies of some type. What we're being told is total crap. Whether we'll really know the truth, I kind of doubt that. But, you know, we can figure out, you know, that part of it, that we are being lied to.
Hey, hang on there, Jimmy. I want to go to you next. But, Frank, you know, you brought up that you saw that on Inside Edition. And as soon as you said that word, I flashed back to being a kid when that first came out. Now, news was totally different back in that day, where you had very plain, no-nonsense sets, right? And they'd sit there and they'd tell you the news, and they'd call people a suspect and stuff like that. And it was way different. And then Inside Edition came out, and it was flashy, and they just said he was guilty, and it was just entertainment. And my stepdad came over to me and said, "What the heck are you watching?" I said, "The news." He says, "That ain't the news. I don't know what the heck that is." And I go, "Well, you do your news your way, and I'll do my news my way." And little did I know that I'd come to understand the fallacy in those. What is that? Is that kind of like, I don't know, Frank, is that kind of like the Star or the National Enquirer of news, or has it changed? What do you think?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Bill O'Reilly got his start on TV there.
Maybe so.
I was reminded of that some years ago. Yeah. Yeah, he would have been actually. I've seen some clips of his appearances, his time as a host there. He actually sounded like a conspiracy theorist back in those days. And when he got to Fox News, anybody that questioned anything, they were. You know, he was ready to attack them and pounce on them. It's funny. Mm-hmm. He really changed quite a bit.
Yeah. Everything's changed quite a bit. What do you think, Jimmy? SSRIs, Sutherland Springs, anything?
Well, I think that's a convenient scapegoat. And interestingly enough, I aired a commentary yesterday, and it was very educational on Valiums versus oxycodone, and how this one pharmaceutical company that's owned by one family has repackaged and remarketed, and they're now under heavy, heavy lawsuits because they're like, you know, I have a minor in psychology, and I took it just for interest, but when I hear a psychologist, with all due respect to the profession, because they're just weird people. Yep. And they're you're right, Doc, you know, they'll have their little consult, they'll program you, and pretty soon they've got you on all this stuff. But, you know, I really think that the pharmaceutical industry is part of the plan. How many people? I mean, I know someone in pharmaceutical. They're a company that does studies and things, and they have a slogan called 5 by 50. They want us on 5 prescriptions by age 50. Now, who in their right mind, because I agree with Doc, our bodies are amazing machines, and you feed them and you get proper sleep and kind of, you know, we don't need all this crap. I don't even have aspirin in my house. But my point to that is these pharmaceutical companies are part of the plan.
Well, I went to the grocery store yesterday.
Go ahead.
I went to the grocery store yesterday, and you see these signs everywhere. You know, come in, get your flu shot at the grocery store, and we'll give you a free meal. And I'm like, why are they so interested in people getting a flu shot? I mean, if they have the flu shot, aren't they okay, supposedly?
Well, there's a commercial here for Walgreens, and come in, get your flu shot, you get a $10 gift card, and you are donating a flu shot to some third world nation, and then they flash to, you know, this little boy with perfectly pearly white teeth getting a shot. See, that to me is a big, big part of all this, if you want my humble opinion. And I agree, Doc, just like I put in the chat room.
It doesn't make monetary sense. It doesn't make monetary sense. You're giving something away. They're giving you something for nothing. They're giving something to somebody else. Where's the bottom line? You know,
they're giving doctors bonuses, Steve, $8,000 to $16,000 for the amount of inoculations they give out. And if you want to stay on that same psychology, I just put some links in the chat room where, you know, they had a food drive, and the mayor of Tampa is down there giving away turkeys to these. You know, it's egregious that four people got shot. But
why are they giving out turkeys? I saw that.
Thank you.
You know, it's
kind of
like
put that
crazy
in the chat. But
oh, somebody's shooting people, so now all you guys need blankets? You want blankets?
Yeah.
Here, we're going to come search your house. You want turkey?
Yeah.
We're going to search your house. What the heck is going on? Well, I guess people are at that place where I don't know. I really have no words for that one. Jimmy. Anything else, Frank?
Well, the thing is, real quick. The thing is, I thought the James Holmes case and the Aurora, Colorado theater shooting was really interesting because, you know, initial reports were, you know, somebody got up towards the front row, maybe the front row, and went to one of the exit doors and let the shooter in. And there were, you know, people saying, well, there were multiple shooters, which we always hear. This guy was, involved in advanced research, you know, like DARPA-type research to do with mind control and whatnot. I had a doctor one time years ago that was bragging to me that his brother was one of the psychiatrists that was, you know, interrogating and investigating and looking at what was the guy's name? I think it started with a K. He was the Unabomber guy.
Kaczynski.
And I said, oh yeah, really? You know, I heard that. I just kind of nonchalantly said, yeah, I heard that when in his earlier days he was involved in like, you know, MK Ultra mind control type research as well. My doctor shut up. He looked like he had seen a ghost. He shut up. Didn't mention another word about it.
They don't like
you
it.
Always
when you
notice how their eyes look crazy in their photos. You know, the Batman shooting. The guy just looked. He just had that look of craze, and I've seen that with the Unabomber and such. Do you remember that, or did you notice that?
No, I don't know. I've noticed a lot of.
I tell you though, it's amazing though. You know, I mean, I try and follow some of it, but you know, it's way over my head. I'm not a science kind of guy, although I try and be cold and objective and factual. But as far as my investigative method, but. You know, it was way beyond anything I can understand, but, you know, their technology for controlling people is way beyond what we know about, I'm sure of that. And I'll be honest with you, I mean, you just listen to the commercials of some of these SSRI drugs and these other pharmaceutical drugs. I mean, you know, they say it right on TV as they're smiling and somebody's running through a field of butterflies, you know, you may want to, you know, you may have homicidal thoughts or suicidal thoughts. You know, just imagine if you have a handler.
You may drive your car at night without knowledge. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I've heard lots of stories of people that take some of these drugs that aren't even considered that heavy duty, and they have all these lapses in time. They don't even know where they've been or what they've done, and they're like, what the hell?
Yeah. Those are kind of commonplace, you know, at least in my world. I bumped into a few of those several years back in a row of people that were taking stuff after they got out of the military. And I forget, it was that Ambien. Ambien was Ambien. A big kicker. And there was the Ambien bicycle thief. You know, he'd sit there and sleepwalk out and steal bicycles. And it's like, what? How the heck did that happen? Oh, my God.
Just imagine, though, if he had had a handler. Who was very well versed in how to control someone and manipulate someone and provoke someone into doing things, especially if they came from a certain background with certain types of military training and whatnot.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna move on. Yeah. Go ahead, Alan.
Did someone like Jolly and West or those guys, you know, that were involved in the MK? I just look at. I remember the. Supposedly, you know, the elite Iraqi troops, you know, popping up out of their foxhole, you know, their foxholes and surrendering to kitchen crews and stuff like that, you know, out in the desert. Was that frequency technology though on the testing ground over there in their giant laboratory? I would think so.
You never know. Okay. Well, we're moving on to the phone lines here. Feel free to call in. And by the way, the chat room is over at republicoftexas.chattango.com. Thanks for that call there, Frank. Really appreciate you. Let's move on to Mike. Mike in Kentucky. What's going on, man?
Well, a few years ago, I started looking into that. Probably, actually, I don't know, in the early days of Wikipedia, they had some really nice molecular diagrams, just, you know, the simple ball and stick type molecule diagrams of a lot of these drugs like Prozac and I don't know, Elavil, and I can't remember the names of them, but one thing that I noticed in flipping through the pages was that they all had a big tree of like three molecules of fluoride attached to them. Mm-hmm. And that was, according to some of the different things I read or talked to some of these guys, and I asked him, I said, don't you think the blood-brain barrier is a myth? And they've, you know, it's kind of a, there's a dissension among psychiatrists as to whether or not there is a blood-brain barrier. But that is what that fluoride is designed to do, is get past the blood-brain barrier. Well, of course, it's in the tap water, and people talk about all this distraction about it calcifying the pineal gland, and you won't be able to hear the voice of God and all this out there stuff. What it does is it screws up your gut bugs, and they've known, you know, increasingly over the last 20 years that your brain chemistry is more produced in your gut than it is in the brain, especially like serotonin. And if you don't produce enough serotonin, you're not a wide and awake individual, and you're susceptible to impulsive behavior and suggestibility and hypnosis. So we've got a population that is steeped in cornflakes with 10 times more fluoride than the tap water. The raisins has a huge amount of fluoride in it because of the pesticides sprayed on the grapes. And this is messing up, along with the antibiotics and the mystery meat, Hormel, you know. Or, I always thought that was kind of weird. We have Conn's meats around here. Like, what? That's kind of a Jewish name, isn't it? And nothing they make is kosher. It's all like messed up, you know, mystery meat. Who knows what they put in it, you know? And, of course, it's chock full of antibiotics, and that immediately starts breaking down the brain chemistry that's produced in your gut. And then you throw in the fact that we're, you know, we have all these electric lights and displays that are flickering at us. And that, they've studied, an Italian study, they tried to pay families to go without computers and television for like 2 months. Half of them dropped out, but they discovered that, and this is going back 15 years at least, that these fluorescent lights and the tablets and computers and television displays reduce your melatonin by 30%. So you're not sleeping as well. And you're not wide awake, so it makes a great impulsive consumerist economy to have people in this mental state. And, of course, yeah, they can grab candidates and filter for who they can program to do this. But it also makes people suffer from both brain inflammation and shrinkage. So they have they're walking around as if they have a concussion. It's a brain injury problem, and they have anger management issues. So this guy, if it was a natural event that he was just really ticked off at his in-laws and he went and shot up this church, a lot of America is ripe for that because of their gut health and just the industrialized food that we're all exposed to. So, I mean, right. you can reverse that.
A comment for the gentleman in Kentucky.
Yeah.
You know, in my studio... Oh, that was my iPhone just coming on, talking to me. Now, what the hell is up with that? I'm not kidding you. Anyway, real quick, I put LED lights. They look like a normal light bulb. And I put those in my studio that I'm in 12 to 14 hours a day, and I had to take them out no more than 24 to 48 hours later because I could actually feel an effect from them. And I put incandescent back in, and no problems. I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, they pulse.
Well, hey, flicker. That's the music. It's kind of like the flicker rate, but we'll be right back at 60 hertz.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Obey all signs. Or no, hold on. Republic of Texas Radio. You must read all signs. That's something that Doc brought up the other day. A traffic sign saying to read all the signs. I know we've got obey signs around here. Obey traffic laws. Dun, dun, dun. We're living in They Live. And I don't know. SSRIs, liquor rates, liquor or ticket, and whatever, bicket. I don't know. It's stupid, Mike. It's just really idiotic. And I always wondered why the 60 hertz was what they liked to do. Because remember, and I know you're one that can have probably fill me in a little bit more on that, because the CRTs used to have like a 60 hertz flicker rate, right? And it was totally different than the, well, why do they have a flicker rate on flat panels? They don't need a flicker rate, do they?
Well, it's progressive scan versus interlaced. The old television standard was interlaced. You had two frames or scan lines, every other line, you know, on the old cathode ray tube. Magnetically, it would scan from the top to the bottom every other line, and then it would go back and scan the other field. And so you had 30 frames per second, but it was a 60 fields. So anyway, it's kind of hard to understand there. But when it comes to computers, they can be, and England has a different standard. They're on 50 hertz, 50 cycles per second. So I've heard some people say when they go over there, it bothers them because it's a different, you know, frequency. Instead of the meh, it's like meh, you know, slightly lower. And so, but now I always hated the fluorescent bulbs in school and try to set near the window. But it puts like a contrast, a vibrating contrast on some of the colors in the older textbooks where they had the colors that were dot matrix like your photographs in a newspaper. And it always bothered me really bad. But the standards for fluorescent bulbs are completely different in England. They're much more strict as far as that goes. But you can see this when you have a fan running and you change the speeds on the fan. You know, the blades will look like they're turning backwards sometimes. And that's that strobe effect from the lights. You see it in a car commercial sometimes. A car commercial, the wheels look like they're rolling backwards because of the strobe effect of the video. But it has a measured effect on our brain's sleep cycles. I think it's every 22 minutes you can practice relaxation feedback techniques and you can put yourself to sleep. If you get woke up at night, it's about a 22-minute cycle that your brain goes through. As you sleep, you get into a deeper and deeper sleep, and that's why after 7 hours or something, you get into that REM sleep. And right before you wake up, a lot of times is when you have dreams. And that's what resets a lot of the chemical pathways in your brain. A lot of these sleep medications and a lot of the pharmaceutical products will block that, so you don't get the good restful sleep where you dream. It'll actually prevent you from dreaming. You can try to take melatonin. There's several things that people are doing to kind of reset this brain injury that everybody's suffering from, or a lot of people. It is omega fatty acids, B complex, fish oil, you know, up to 9 grams a day if you have to freeze it, and it won't burp as bad. But there's some remedies for this. There really are.
Hey, we'll talk about that next hour. All right. You want to hang on, or you got to get
to church? Oh, I can. I got to go soon, yeah. But I can hang on for a little while.
And I got a movie for you coming up at the top of the hour. You know, you keep giving me neat series to watch. I got one for you this time. Republic of Texas Radio, we'll be right back.
Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.